Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Spirituality 101. Again, it's Friday, and as we turn our attention to our holiday shopping, and the excitement of embracing the spirit of peace that is about to descend upon us, I want to wish you joy. I want to remind you that here at Spirituality 101, we are here to support you. We are here to nurture your spiritual growth. We are here to applaud you along the path of your choice. We are here to remind you that it matters not to us the path that you may have chosen, and that our support, our prayers, our love, and our guidance go out to you as we begin this journey, this absolutely amazing journey into becoming our true spiritual selves as we allow ourselves to transform with the earth at these evolving times. Welcome. To those of you who are new to us and may have stumbled onto the show today, we want to extend a very special welcome and ask you to relax and spend an hour with us. Today we have very, very, very interesting teachings for you. And for those of you who are regulars, I know that you have paper and pencil and that you are ready for the work today. Today I am teaching. We do not have a guest. But before we go into the teaching of today, I want to first of all send out a very, very, very special greeting to our troops who are coming home at this holiday season. I want to send out a shout of joy and a prayer and a blessing to each and every one of our returning troops who are coming home at the end of the war in Iraq, and to let them know that you are, we honor you, we pray for you, we bless you, and we are excited that you are coming home for the holiday season. This week's class brings a very timely message from the Hopi elders. It's a message of hope. It's a gift of spiritual insight and expectation. And the entire message helps us to hold our heads above water as we engage these changing times and stay focused in sacred celebration in the midst of the spiritual evolution that we are experiencing. That is quite a mouthful. So from that, I would like to pick the words for the day and encourage you to look up every aspect of the meaning of these words and see where those meanings, plural, may apply to your journey at this time. And the first word is evolution. Evolution. We are experiencing a spiritual evolution, and I'd like to offer the word evolution as one of the words for today. And then I have two words put together, which brings a very, very special kind of meaning. And those two words are sacred celebration. What is a sacred celebration? I think we all have an understanding of what a celebration is. But when we take the word sacred and put it in front of the word celebration, now we have a very, very, very special way in which to experience celebration. And we will be talking about that a little bit more as we go along in the show. The quote for today, or quote for today, comes from John F. Kennedy. And this is what he had to say. Peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly process. Gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures. I find that so motivating from the inside out. And I'll repeat it again, because as you know, I believe in the power of repetition to enter information all the way into the subconscious. So here's the quote again from John F. Kennedy. Peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly process. Gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures. And I feel when I read this, and I've read this several times since I stumbled on it, I feel that what he's talking about is these two words that we have come to know very well here at Spirituality 101. He's really talking about the path, or a path, or whichever path we may have chosen to traverse in this journey to discovery. This is a daily, weekly, monthly, moment by moment process. And what it does, really, the path we have chosen to step on, this is the test as to whether or not it's working for us. It should begin to gradually change our opinions, slowly erode old barriers, and very quietly build new structures. For those of you who engage very frequently in serious meditation, it's really a joy and a privilege when you begin to meditate at first. Of course, you know, you're grappling with all those images and words in the mind, and then that begins to kind of like fade. And the images that present themselves to us at first are very kind of like simple. And then the more we meditate and the deeper we get into sacred silence, because that's what meditation is, that it is absolutely amazing the structures that begin to appear in our meditation. I still remember when very, very detailed patterns began to present themselves to me, and I was just absolutely amazed at the beauty and the extent and the joy of these patterns. And then there was one particular pattern that I happened to be browsing on the internet, and while I'm browsing on the internet, I stumbled on this amazing pattern called As Above, So Below by Van Dorn Hinnant, H-I-N-N-A-N-T. And he called it As Above, So Below. And it absolutely stunned me because it is one of those images that somehow had naturally got drawn into my meditation. And I was absolutely aglow when I discovered that somebody else had obviously seen it in meditation. And being an artist, had gone on to present this and to in artwork. and to have jumped it up on the internet. His name is Van Dorn, V-A-N-D-O-R-N, Hinnant, H-I-N-N-A-N-T. And if you just Google his name, it will take you to his page with some absolutely amazing art that reminds me of those images that present themselves when we begin to go very deeply into meditation. Who are the Hopis? The message today comes from the Hopi elders. But who are they? The Hopis are natives of northwestern Arizona, where they and their ancestors have lived for thousands of years. They have lots of tradition. There are many Hopi legends and prophecies. And the Hopi elders traditionally pass on prophecies and their legends from one generation to the other by way of the oral tradition. And if you look at what I call grassroots levels traditions, and those ancient traditions that you may find in Asia, in Africa, and here among Native Americans, you will discover that this business of passing the traditions and the legends and the prophecies by way of the oral tradition, it prevails right across the world, wherever it is that we find native peoples. I'm from Guyana, South America, and there we also have native Indians along the Amazon, and you will find that they also, the Arawaks and the Arabs, they also have very, very interesting ways of passing the traditions and the prophecies by way of the oral tradition. And I've been steeped a little bit in that, and hence the reason why I find this opportunity to speak with you on Voice America and pass on some of what I have come to know in my search and be able to pass on those sacred things that are embedded in many cultures, many languages, many lands, all of it connected, very, very strongly connected to the universe. And while we may be speaking in different languages and from different places, we are all, of course, saying the same things in very special and traditional ways. So today our lesson will come to us from the Hopi elders. And as we enter 2012, what they have to say to us is very, very vital, because it is prophecy and it's traditional information that will assist us to really engage the true reunion with our souls. Last week we had a guest who spoke to us a lot about the reunion of the soul. And what the Hopi elders have to say to us embraces this whole concept of true reunion with the soul and allowing ourselves to become more fully spiritually expressive in the days and months ahead of us that will take us into this full-blown spiritual evolution. You and I wear everyday, normal, standard people, but hidden deep within us, there is an amazing level of spiritual depth, spiritual knowledge, spiritual wonder, as that when we take the time to go in and break open the who we are on the inside, we are allowed to begin to fully express ourselves as the spiritual masters we all are, and be able to really give to the world that which we have brought that is embedded deeply into our souls. And as we enter the new year of 2012, there is this preparation And there is this embracing of the levels of light that are upon the planet right now to help us to do just that, to sweep away all that has become stuff that has been dumped on top of our divinity and allow us to really and truthfully shine and give and offer and receive from each other that which we have brought at the soul level. I see they're queuing us out already. Please don't go away. I have the message from the Hopi elders to come in the next segment, and I think you will be as blessed by the message as I have been when I first received it.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to higher planes or our existence. Tune in to Sacred Song Reiki with host Priscilla Gale. The program is a journey into spiritual and mystical discovery that you may have never known before. You'll open your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. Sacred Song Reiki airs every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Your online community for positive change. 7th Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma. And today we are sharing. I'm sharing with you, and I hope that we'll be able to discuss with you a message from the Hopi elders. In a message dated March the 14th, 2011, at 12:07 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, this message was sent forth from the Hopi elders. "You have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. Here are the things that must be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for the leader. This could be a good time. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel that they're being torn apart and will suffer greatly. Know the river has its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore. Push off into the middle of the river. Keep our eyes open and our heads above the water. And I say, see who is in there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personal, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to a halt. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we have been waiting for. Ribe, Arizona, Hopi Nation. Isn't that beautiful and soothing? And I sincerely hope that my voice gave it the full justice, although I doubt that it did, that it deserved. We are the ones we have been waiting for. What does that mean? There are many parts of this message that touches me very deeply. And as I begin to teach from it, I want to honor the source from which it came. I want to honor the traditions and the pathways that may have led to this message emerging in the world at this time. And I want to honor those who have so diligently done their part to ensure that the message has been sent forth to the world and to find its way into the hearts of all of us who are light bearers and teachers on the planet at this time. We have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. So many of the messages that have gone out has been, well, you know, this is time for us to pull ourselves up, for us to awaken, for us to be more positive in our interactions, for us to love each other more, for us to select a path and journey upon that path with integrity. We have been reminded that our intention, as we project it in everything that we say and do, manifests or pulls back to us that which our intention has demanded of the universe. And so this message reminds us that up until now, the message has been, we are on the brink of the 11th hour. But now, as the Hopi message reminds us, as light bearers, as teachers, as gatherers of information, as sharers of information, now we must turn around and tell the people that this is the hour. At the end of December 2011, we're standing on the threshold, being showered by amazing levels of light that is very hard for us to even be able to comprehend at this time. We're standing at the portal, and we're getting ready to be ushered into, through this portal, and into the establishment of this thing called peace on earth, goodwill to man. Humanity here on earth has been chanting that message for 2,011 years. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And isn't it absolutely exciting for all of us who find ourselves here on planet Earth at this time, that of all the billions and billions and billions of souls who have passed through this experience, we are the ones that are standing on the threshold, about to enter the portal that will take us to what it is we have been chanting with our intention, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. So now we have to remind you that this is the hour. This is the now that so many generations have been waiting for. And we have been blessed to be able to transform with Mother Earth to higher levels of consciousness and to be able to expand the vibrations. But as we stand in the moment, as we stand on the threshold, what are the things that we need to be reminded of? And here I think they are so beautifully put. Where are you living? That question reminds me of a dear, dear friend of mine who has lived in New York most of his life. And I have always been fascinated by the fact that he's one of the most peaceful people I know, very peaceful in spirit and in soul, but lived in the middle of New York at a time when there was all the chaos and excitement and everything else going on all around him. And it's almost like he lived in a separate consciousness in the middle of all the craziness and the excitement and the of New York City. So the question being asked here is not so much to do with physically, are you living in New York, are you living in Arizona, but consciously, where do you live? I met a lady recently who talked about the peaceful state that she has chosen to live in, and that even within her family where there is chaos, she has created a marker for herself, she says. When there's chaos around her, she tends to look out the window or go for a walk and ask herself whether nature has shifted any of its order. And as she walks in nature, she says, she reminds herself the trees are still where they're supposed to be. The air is still what it's supposed to be. And the grass beneath her feet and the colors that nature has presented to us continue to be the same. Daffodils still bloom in the spring, and in the fall, the trees lose their leaves. And she says, it's the order of nature that reminds her to return to the peaceful space that is within us, within her, even when there is chaos all around us. So, the question here is, where are you living? Have you chosen to live in the center of peace? Or have you chosen and are you still wandering about the earth seeking to understand what may seem to be the unfathomable? Are you still walking with resistance, bubbles of resistance around you? Is it time for you to stop and really determine where do you live in your consciousness on planet Earth? I want you to think about that as we take a break. and we'll be right back. This is Reverend Norma, and you're listening to Spirituality 101.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Entrepreneurial Insights is your weekly excursion into the world of business ownership. Presented by Sunbelt Business Brokers, the leading business brokerage and intermediary firm in the world, Entrepreneurial Insights will examine critical issues that impact both existing and prospective business owners. If you own or want to own a small business, listen for Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bacinello, and Matt Ottaway, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and I am in fact teaching from the message from the Hopi elders today. I read the message, which is a very, very powerful one, and now I'm attempting to kind of pull a few pieces from the reminders that is embodied in the message so that we can kind of do a little bit of self-discovery and be able to put a check mark to those places where we have already mastered or accomplished, and perhaps a question mark next to those that we may still have to work on. So here is this question from the middle of the message, and I will end reading the message again for you. What are your relationships? And are you in right relation? Are you in a right relationship? Powerful questions. Very powerful questions. And questions that I hope you will stop and take into meditation with you. What are your current relationships right now? Because we need to be fully balanced in order to enter this space of evolving and raising consciousness and raising vibration. And are you in right relationship? Are those relationships balanced? What is it going to take? We need to remember that this time, with all this light that has entered into the planet, it allows the opportunity to sweep the darkness away, and we need to be reminded to ask, and it shall be given unto us. And if we find that some of these relationships are not quite balanced or what they should be, this is the time to ask of the light that has come in to help to sweep away the darkness so that we can become really aware of the levels of our relationships. Where is your water? That is a powerful question. Where is your water in this oasis called life? We sometimes find ourselves in the desert. You know, some people ask the question, why am I still struggling? Why am I, for example, not making enough to sustain my life? Sometimes we find ourselves in the desert. And if we find ourselves in the desert, do you know where your water is? Could this question be asking, Do you know where your balance and your stabilizer comes from? Do you know what it is that is the rock that you can hold on to it? Is it your faith? Is it your God? It is your belief system. What is it in the spiritual realm that can be equated as your water? Water brings stabilization. Tiny little baby in the womb of its mother is stabilized by water. Where is your water? Where is that which stabilizes you? Do you know what it is? Do you know where it is? And do you know how to find it? Because we need to be able to do that, find it very quickly and engage. Do you know your garden? Isn't that an amazing question? What does a garden do? A garden, to me, you may be able to add some more things to this, but to me, a garden brings beauty. A garden reminds me of order. A garden provides growth, and it reminds me as I walk in gardens, I love to walk in gardens, it reminds me that I have got to keep pushing on for this thing called spiritual growth, because things in a garden do not stay static. They're constantly changing and evolving. A garden provides nourishment. It could provide food for the body, food for the spirit, food for the soul. Do you know your garden? Meaning, do you know where all that I've just expressed is embodied for you? And do you know how to get there? And how often have you created space and time so you can engage not just the outer gardens that are a reminder, but the inner landscapes that represent the garden within? Are you supported in order to speak your truth? That's not a very powerful question that we have got to engage and work with in these times. Where do you find support? What is the community that you are attached to? We are reminded in the message that the time of the loner, the time of the lone wolf is over. There may have been a period of time when we kind of isolated ourselves so we could learn how to get within ourselves. But now is the time that we reach out and connect and we find ourselves in community that can spiritually, mentally support us. So are you supported in order to speak your truth? And if you still feel that you cannot quite speak your truth, what is it going to take to allow you to attach yourself to communities, whether they be mental, spiritual, whether they be on the internet, or they be actually physical places that we attend? But where is that support that will allow the creation of the possibility to be able to speak our truth? Intriguing questions, wouldn't you say? Be good to each other. I like the way that is put. It didn't say be kind to each other. Kindness is a little different to goodness. Be good to each other. Until next week, I want us to really like think about that statement very, very, very deeply, what it means to actually be good to each other. You know, at this time of the year, we reach out in kindness and we support our fellow man who may be not in the place where we are. And it's a wonderful thing in this season to be able to reach out and give to others a little bit of the overflow, the overspill that we may have in our lives, whether that be physically or in terms of greetings and support. But this being good to each other is another level. It takes it to another level than rather just the physical kindness that we may, and of course we have to continue to be kind. But there is the physical kindness that we can offer and then move on. And then there's the being good to each other, which suggests to my mind, write me and tell me maybe, send me an email, tell me maybe whether it suggests some other things to your mind. But being good to each other suggests to me that I have to begin to look first very closely at those people who are very near to me and dear to me and close, up close and personal. The goodness starts with these people that surround us. You know, we come into the world with the physical family that is intended to help to support us, brothers and sisters and siblings and mothers and parents, etc. And then if we pay attention on whatever path we may have chosen, we begin to discover that the universe sends us a spiritual family. I'm involved with a circle, and that circle has become my spiritual family. This request to be good to each other suggests that we begin first with those who are up close and personal and let the goodness that is within us ooze out so that as we give goodness and kindness, we may be able to receive. So here is the message urging us to be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for the leader. Because a reminder, again, later on in the message, we are the ones we have been waiting for. If we're here on the planet at this time, if we got lucky and won the lottery to be here on the planet to go through this experience with Mother Earth, to be able to have our souls exposed to these amazing levels of light, then we are truly blessed with everything that we need in order to support our growth and our development and in order to support us and nurture us so that we can give up what it is that we brought in these very special times. Do not look outside for the leader, but let your meditations and your contemplations take you deep inside so that you give permission to release the leader that is inside of you. Absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal direction. This is the hour. We're standing in the now, in the hour when everything that we need, light and love and grace and mercy and beauty and joy is available to us, so that we can be good to ourselves and good to each other. And then they give us a little analogy that will allow our minds in meditation to bring up those images that are necessary. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. So it's almost that this is reminding us that while the intensity of the flow of the river will increase, now that we are aware that there is available to us everything that we need, the universe is providing everything that we need, it is okay to let go of old man fear and allow it to be washed away. There is an exercise I do with groups of people that I sometimes take to Jamaica, and we go to a very famous waterfall there, and at a very, very special place in the middle of that waterfall, we conduct a ritual. And that ritual allows people the night before to think about all that they feel they need to release. And standing at this very pivotal point in the waterfalls with the water cascading down, we invite each other to open up our mouths and just scream and let everything that is inside of us go. Let go of everything that is of a negative vibration. Let go of everything that we may have been holding on for generations, for centuries, as well as the journey in this life. And then there's a ritual of washing and cleansing, and then we are led out by our fellow brothers and sisters with love and with joy back to the shoreline where we can begin the new process of moving forward. It's a very beautiful ritual, and I think I should jump up on my website some of the pictures from that ritual, with permission, of course, from the participants. So here is this imagery being given to us from the Hopi elders. There is a river flowing very fast. The intensity of the river is flowing fast. It is great and it is swift. And there are those who will be afraid. But here is the imagery that I'm offering you today. If you can't take yourself to a waterfall or a body of water, create a body of water in your meditation. As you close your eyes and you go into meditation, send out the intention that you would like to be drawn to a river, the ocean, or a waterfall, and see yourself very carefully entering the waterfall and ask for permission and for guidance from your spirit guides to help you to release and to let go, so that this swiftly moving river, the intensity of this swiftly moving river in your meditation will allow you to let. Many of you who've been with me for a while know that I feel that the word let is a powerful word that will allow you to let go of the fear. Release it so it can be washed away, and allow yourself to be able to be renewed and revitalized by the phenomenal levels of light that is right here, right now, ready and willing to work with us. Let go of wanting to be close to the shore. Release the barriers and the resistance that we're walking with. We've been to hell and back, many of us, in some of the experiences we've had. We've grown. It's time to let go, to release, let go, and allow it to be washed away by the proverbial spiritual river as that is there to cleanse, to renew, to revitalize. Take nothing personal. When I come back, I want to share a story with you from my own life on this business of taking nothing personal. I hope that I am giving you perhaps one or two additional perspectives to the ones that you have been walking with. I hope I piqued your interest, and if I have, don't go away. We'll be right back. Spirituality 101.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Spirituality 101. And I am teaching from the message from the Hopi elders, dated March the 14th, 2011. And as I close, for those of you who joined me perhaps in the middle of this broadcast, I will close by reading the message again for you. But this line in the message that says, take nothing personal, that has taken some time and some effort in my life to be able to not take stuff personal. Because after all, this is the life in which we live. And we tend to be, especially when we are in the discovery mode, we tend to be attentive to everything that is going on. But several years ago, I worked in a nonprofit organization, and the executive director of that nonprofit organization was a very, very spiritual woman, very, very spiritual woman, who I would say was one of those teachers, you know, the universe draws people into our space for a reason, a season, and she was one of those who came and left me to this day with some experiences and some words of wisdom that have stood me very well in my path. And she came in one morning, and I was having conversation. It was just before we got started at work, and there were a number of us in the office, and we were having this discussion, and I was sharing certain views. And later on, she invited me to her office, and she says, you know, are you aware that 90% of what goes on around us in the world is none of our business to fix? And she said, you know, you're a highly intelligent woman, Norma. I admire the intelligence and the wisdom that comes out of you, but you've got far too much of your attention focused on the 90% of what's around you. That is really none of your business. And I have to tell you that I took that very, very, very personally. And much later that day, she could see that I had taken what she said very, very strongly to heart, and it had changed my mood for the day. And so before she left, as she walked past my desk, she says, oh, I need to add to what I said to you. 10% of what's going on around you and with you is yours to fix. Can you work with the 10% that is yours to fix? Because that 10% is your business. If you mind it, you may very well take yourself to a place where you can be effective on these things that you're trying to engage. The second half of the message, of course, took me to a whole different place of processing. The first part of the message I kind of like took personally, that she was taking me down a couple of pegs. But when she added the second half, I began to realize that it wasn't a personal lashing of the tongue that she was giving me, but rather she was bringing to my attention in the best way she knew how that my focus was on things that the universe was not asking me to fix. And later when we had a much more in-depth discussion, she says, you know, when we observe these things, if you are truly, truly walking with faith and you have faith in your Creator, then you say a prayer and you ask for mercy on behalf of what you're observing. And you go back to your inner work that is intended to take you to the place where you might be able to come up with a solution. But if you're not in the inner space to open up the solution for you, you're not really doing the universe or your fellow man a service. Take nothing personal. We're living in times of transformation, so stuff is going to come at us real, real fast. And remember that it's all in divine order. even though we may not understand it. And so when we experience it, when we see it, we let it go. We give thanks. We send the blessing. We ask for light to enlighten it. And we let go, because this is the way we stay in motion. This is the way we stay in spiritual rhythm. This is the way the rhythm will take us to where we need to be. Before I close, I want to read for you again the message. And I want to invite you to be at peace. Remember, the middle of this holiday is about peace. A message from the Hopi elders. You have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. Here are the things that must be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for the leader. This could be a good time. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being torn apart and will suffer greatly. Know that the river has its destination. The elders say, we must let go of the shore and push off into the middle of the river. And to jump down to the end, all that we do must be done in sacred manner and in celebration. Reminder, we are the ones that we have been waiting for. God bless you on your journey. Let there be peace in your heart and in your space in this season. And allow yourself to bring forth the joy of the moment with each waking and sleeping moment. Be at peace until next week.
Class is dismissed. Until next week. Make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.